I'm Bob Boylan with All Songs Considered. The debut album from Niloufer Yanya, called Miss Universe, is now only a month away. The young, bright talent from London has been making songs I've been excited about for the past 18 months or so. We'll play some of those songs on this edition of All Songs Considered as Niloufer Yanya plays DJ. Niloufer Yanya is in Washington, D.C. The night before, she opened for Sharon Van Etten at the 9:30 Club, kicking off their U.S. tour. I'm going to assume that people don't know your music.
Cool.
And I'm going to play a bit of two different pieces of music.
Mm-hmm.
The first one's Baby Love. This is from an EP called...
Do You Like Pain?
So don't look so surprised when I know where you've been.
And then I'm going to play something which I think is completely different. This is from Miss Universe, is the new record, and I'm going to play In Your Head.
Fading it down, but I'm gonna, and I, because it makes me wonder. I hear these two things very, I think, very different sorts of music, and it makes me wonder what the heck was going on in your house and your friends and, you know, everything else. So, like, what are the things that grabbed you when you were growing up and listening to music?
I remember hearing the sound of like an electric, distorted, kind of punk rocky pop guitar through my sister's headphones. Just like from her CD collection.
Uh-huh. Your sister must be older.
My older sister, yeah.
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 And she influenced your taste somewhat.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because she had it there. And the music like my parents were playing was more classical, or my dad played a lot of Turkish music, so.
Is your dad Turkish and grew up in Turkey?
Yeah, then? Yeah. He moved from Istanbul to London, I think, when he was like 25 or something.
So let's first talk your sister's music. Was it, can you think of songs that matter to your sister that then matter to you?
Blink-182's album Enigma of the State. I remember hearing some of that, just like skater rock compilations. And
can you pick me a song that like will make you smile right now and other people smile?
God, What's My Age Again? I remember hearing that a lot.
Out. It was a Friday night. I woke alone to get the feeling right. We started making out, and she took off my pants. But then I turned on the TV, and that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23. And I still more abuse my TV shows. What the hell is ADD? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again?
What was your age when you heard this?
Maybe like 7 or something. Yeah.
And your sister's how much older is it?
Just she's 6 years older than me, so she's definitely more guilty of this than I am.
Well put. Did anyone in your family play music? I mean, you said they played classical in the house and all that stuff, but I assume that's records, yeah?
Yeah. They didn't really have a lot of records, more like CDs. Because both my parents really like music, they love music, but they're artists, so that's where all their attention and energy goes.
Visual arts,
yeah.
Both of them,
yeah. Oh.
Did they meet in visual arts? Is that
I think they met through a friend at Private View, something typical like that.
Painters or?
They do all sorts. So my mum's background is in textiles, but she does like prints, drawings, paintings, everything. And then my dad, his background's in just like fine art in general, and then he does everything under the sun. Etching, watercolors, oils, drawing, sculptures, like he can make anything. It's crazy.
And so you wanting to, let's say, play a musical instrument sometime, I don't know, how old were you when you wanted to do that?
So my mom got her old piano back when I was like 6. Mm-hmm. I remember it came to the house and I got piano lessons.
Which is different than a distorted guitar.
Very
which
different.
Must have happened too. And what age was that?
I was maybe like 11, 12.
And your family, did they tell you to close the door?
Yeah, my mom was very supportive of me doing music. She wanted me to become a musician because it was kind of one of the things she would have wanted to do for herself.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yay, mom.
Yeah, yay, mom. So she like made sure I went to the school, which had a really big music department, and she was very encouraging, but she first wanted me to pick up the cello. So I had to do the cello first. And then I got around to the guitar eventually.
I bet you had a teacher. And I bet you said to that teacher, I want to learn, name that tune.
It was The Libertines, Can't Stand Me Now.
Oh, really?
That was like the first one I requested to learn.
How about if I play for those who don't know that song, let me find it and see if I have it real quick. So this is the lick, right? Did you want to?
No, it was the one beneath it.
An ending fitting for the start. You twist and tore our love apart. Your light fingers through the dark. Shattered the lamp into darkness. It cast the sun. No, you've got to do. Shut me up and blamed it on the ground. Called it the boy kicked out of the world.
So who was your teacher? And where did that happen? Did it happen in your home?
No, it was at school. What? Normal school, but had a really good music department. Well, we used to anyway.
Yeah.
It kind of had like subsidized teaching. So like it would attract lots of excellent music teachers and students. But it wouldn't cost like any more than going to... It's really, really, really cheap, basically. So you'd get in on a scholarship.
Where was the school at?
It was in central London. It was called Pimlico. It was just like really close to like Westminster and that whole area. Mm-hmm. And sadly, because the school itself was failing, it's like reports as a school. So like no one was getting good grades. It was bought out by an academy. And then their funding got cut to all the arts. Which
it's
is very sad because it was kind of... I don't really know any other schools like that in London.
Do you know other musicians that have come out of that?
Not in my band.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
So the only person in the band who I really know, because we...
Jazzy.
It was Jazzy Bobby who was at Austin. For those who haven't seen this, there's a wonderful video we shot in my favorite store in Austin on Common Objects last year for a South by Lullaby. So look up Nilofer Yanya and you'll see Jazzy Bobby playing between the... shelves there.
Between the shelves.
Yeah. I don't want to go through every step of your life here. Okay. Let's play some stuff that you love now and maybe we'll find our way back into that and I'll find our way back into some of the music you're writing now. Pick me something that you're in love with, present day London maybe.
I'd say Charcoal Baby by Blood Orange.
He just did a Tiny Desk concert.
Did he?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I didn't know he was from the UK.
We met 10 years ago in Austin, Texas, again, for South by Southwest, and he had a project called Lightspeed Champion. Very, very different. Mm. He says that maybe one day that'll come back again, but you should listen to him if you love Dev Hynes. And the song you want me to play from the Blood Orange record is called...
Charcoal Baby.
Such a fluid guitarist style, like watching him play, especially up close when he did his Tiny Desk concert recently. It's just remarkable. There was a little bit of a Jimi Hendrix kind of in his melodies, not so much necessarily tone, but it's really beautiful. I want to play Lightspeed Champion because I just, as I called that up, I found this. So here, let's talk.
Times on a street corner busting rhymes, but you fell between the lines. They all laugh, become a joke. I'm a crazy baby, let's all hope for narrow halls, crunching drums. I've got a sweet sugar, but that's all. Tell me what it's worth. Tell me what it's worth.
That was 2007.
Wow.
Yeah.
It sounds like 2007.
So that's Dev Hynes. Falling Off Lavender Bridge was the album that he put out back then.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's like listening to someone kind of just in another world.
But that could be you. I mean, you could, like, 12 years from now, who knows what music you'll make, right? And that's a good thing.
Yeah, no, yeah, I love that. I mean, like, I don't know, people say things about, oh, classic songs and, like, it can go through any time, but I love it when you can hear something of its time and, like, it couldn't be made any other year in any other place. It had to be made there.
I agree. I like that, too. So something else from the 21st century and maybe back home.
Could you play one of my friends, Joviel?
Sure.
Monaco.
Let's play a little bit this song, Monaco, and then tell me about it after we hear a little.
Thank you.
so I'm not sure. It sounds like that's cornet. I don't, or a trumpet or something.
Yep,
it's not sampled.
No, that's right.
No. And tell me about Jovial, who we'll put the songs online.
Yep.
Jovialle.
Mm-hmm.
You said a friend?
Yeah, she's my friend. I think for like 2 years now. But the most amazing thing is that when we met, she was like, oh yeah, I'm learning guitar. And then she went to Spain to study, and she was sending me all these demos she was making, and I was like, these are really, really good. Since then, she's like come back to London and like really just like, you know, really been expanding her music. So it's just been amazing to like see that happen in that short space of time.
Yeah.
I think she's going to be releasing something pretty soon. So
last night I saw you opened for Sharon Van Etten, and you played the 9:30 Club. So in Washington D.C., there's lots of clubs that you can go to. You see shows more often than not. There are acts that come from out of town, smaller clubs. You might see local, regional bands playing. Back home, where would Jovial play? Where would you have played a handful of years ago? Describe some of those places. Are they clubs? Are they like places people eat dinner and there's music? I have no idea. So.
Yeah, it's weird because London changes so fast. And I remember when I was playing, when I started first doing shows, I was doing a lot of like open mic kind of shows.
How long ago were you talking?
This is like crazy. It must be like 4 years ago.
Probably 18, 19.
Yeah, I was 18, 19. I don't know if anyone plays there anymore because it's like everything changes so quickly and like what's good at the, like what's a nice place to play at the time, and people will actually come and listen. I don't know if they kind of still exist.
Huh. That's different here because I would say like a lot of the clubs, 9:30 Club, been around since 1980.
Yeah.
And a lot of the smaller clubs been around a while.
Yeah.
So not true in London.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there's definitely like old places where, you know, there's like history.
Right.
I remember the first place I had a show was at the Troubadour.
The London Troubadour?
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's like...
How did that become a first show? That's not usual, is it?
Because you could just email the guy who ran the nights.
Wow.
And he had like a show every night.
Yeah.
And he said he could put you on the bill if he liked your music.
Wow.
But he doesn't work there anymore. I don't know who works there anymore. So it was this really nice guy called John. And my friend played shows there, and she was like, oh, here's his email.
That's terrific.
And I don't know if that still happens.
I'm going to play something of yours. I'm going to play the closing of the album, which is unusual because we haven't heard much from it, but a little bit of In Your Head. But I do want to play other stuff. But let me play Heavyweight Champion of the Year. And this is from Miss Universe. Picture of how these songs came together, especially in the studio. Like, how are you doing this? Where are you going? Where are you recording?
Okay.
Who are you doing it with?
Yeah, so I recorded this with Jazzy and Luke in my band, Lucy Lou. They produced this track.
Oh.
Mainly in Jazzy's at Jazzy's house in her studio downstairs.
And the studio downstairs, people don't understand, that could really just be a basement.
It's a base. It's a basement
with a couple of microphones and a computer.
It's her dad's studio because he's a musician.
I see.
So he has loads of old stuff in there, and then, but she's got like pretty simple setup, just like my little mic, covering booth, and computer, and some boxes I don't really know much about. So
that's not your forte.
It's really
not the
my
gear.
Forte yeah. yet.
Fun to learn though, but
yeah,
but keep going. So different songs were recorded different places.
Yeah. So this one was. It took us a while to get this right because I first tried this out with Jazzy when I just started writing it, and we did like a quick like demo of it, and then we came back to it like a few months, maybe like after Christmas, and like redid the demo, and then we kept kind of redoing the demo in like different ways and different places because the song kept kind of changing, and at the same time, because they're my band, we were arranging it for live shows, so it's like a whole process. And then we realized, okay, we needed to like go record the ending with the full band because that's how the arrangement works. So we booked a day in another studio in, what's it called? Press Play in London. Mm-hmm. Recorded the whole band thing there. And then from the guitars that we'd recorded at hers and the vocals we recorded in various places, like put it all together.
All.
Yeah.
Let's hear just the end of this. So you pasted things together, so to speak. There's different days and different... How does that feel? Like, I wouldn't have never known that had you not told me that. Mm-hmm. It feels organic and feels real time to me. Do you care about the process or...
I like the process. For me, I'm really proud of that one, that song and that recording and that production because I know how long it took us to do it and I know all the different things we tried out. Mm-hmm. So it feels like we kind of exhausted every possibility and that makes me really happy because I know... That was like we found the best possible solution for it in a way, and it's not like we just were like, oh, let's just do this and then it's done, right. And then that kind of it's always like, oh, we could have tried this way, we could have tried that way, and sometimes you didn't always get to do that with a record, so this was like a luxury, I think.
And the other, well, the 17 tracks on the record, we haven't talked about the interstitials and stuff. Maybe we will. Is there someone who helped stitch this together for you, some guiding light, or were you the simple guiding light?
It was strange because I was working with lots of different people. For a while, I was like, this isn't a record. But I did have I was working with a mixing engineer who was mixing the record called Nathan Body, and he was like pretty helpful and very generous with his time.
It came out really well.
Thank you.
I really love this record. It starts off in a way that I found unexpected, and I'm just going to play a little bit about the...
Yep.
Do you say WWAY health?
Or yeah, it stands for We Worry About Your Health.
Here it goes.
Thank you for entering your details, and welcome to Way Health, our 24/7 care program. We are here for you. We care for you. We worry about you, so you don't have to. You have been granted temporary access to
phase one
of our preliminary care program. To continue, please choose from one of the following descriptions. I felt an abnormal discomfort from the light. I received some spots blindness from the light. There is a sense of being watched. There is a sense of being followed. I often feel alone and in deep paranoia. I often search for validation in others.
That's my favorite. How did these come together? Because they feel real off the cuff, but yet there's a lot of production of making that work.
Yeah, they were off the cuff because one of the producers and my friends on the album, Will Archer, who's one of the tracks, Will Archer, so we did Paralyzed together, and we did, so we wrote that one together, Paralyzed, and then he recorded and produced The Unordained with me. I really love his music. I was a fan of his music before we worked together. And he'd like sent me these kind of beats that he'd had. And I was like, oh, this is really cool. If I was like a rapper or something, I could actually do something with these.
So the beat playing behind is something
those
he picked
his.
For you.
Yeah.
And then you just started.
And I was like, I had them on my computer and I was like, I think those beats would work for this idea I have for the interludes. And then I was just like, had to like write down some notes. And then we just went, I was just in his studio and just recorded over it. So.
And this sort of thing, it's such a part of our lives, these disembodied voices that aren't really voices. That are, and you're having fun with it. But it's also eerily creepy in ways. Do you find that? I mean, we have a big age difference. So in my universe, I laugh at this stuff and it's weird, but it's a little creepy. You having known a world only with this kind of stuff in it, do you also find it creepy?
I find it creepy.
Okay, good.
I find it creepy. That's why
that's
I put it in. I put it in because it's scary, but it's also, you got to see the funny side, I guess, which is why I made it kind of comical.
Yeah.
But it's definitely creepy. And what I think annoys me the most about these kind of things is the tone we get spoken into, and it's always...
As if they care,
but also as if they have some higher knowledge and things we don't know about, and they're kind of treating you like a child, and it's irritating for me.
I'm going to play, you mentioned Will Archer. Can I play, it says Will Archer.
Yeah, so that's his artist name. I don't know if he's going to change it. Or.
Okay, so I'm going to play the song Hunger.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait any longer.
And it is freaking me out. I know that you just left me back and undressed me.
Topless. It's a nice surprise. It's Wilma Archer. We'll put this online. The singer, it says, is featuring Amber Mark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you know Amber?
Yeah. I don't know her. I know all her music.
Yeah. Before we play, Jazzy Bobby's a saxophone player in your band, because everybody out there is going to go see this show. And if not, they're certainly going to hear the record, Miss Universe. And how did you meet?
Me and Jazzy met on music tour when we were 13 or 12 or something.
Wow.
This was at the school I used to go to. We were sharing a room, and fast forward 10 years, we're still doing that. So
that is great. And this song's called F-C-A.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if that's a chord progression or if it's supposed to be censored. We'll leave it to all our imaginations. Here we go.
Tonight.
from the blood inside. Your veins are tingles, feel so alive. Sensations that might feel so strange. But a feeling that you can't deny. So intense, even the blood inside. Your veins and tingles feel so high. Sensations that make feel so strange. But a feeling that you can't deny. So intense, even the blood inside. Your veins, it tingles, feel so high.
Is that Jazzy Bobby singing?
Yes, yes, it's the singing, it's the production. Nice. And, yeah.
Thrilling. Well, this has been a lot of fun. We didn't get to a couple of your picks, so who didn't we get to? And I'll put them on the website.
We didn't get to Lucy Liu, who also is in my band and helped produce Heavyweight Champion. We didn't get to MT Headley, who also... We wrote Safety Net, which is on the album together, and he produced it. So,
and I'd like to go out on the new single, Tears. Anything you want to say about that before we leave?
We were making it. I was like, this kind of sounds like a pop song. And I was like, I'm just going to go for it and make it as pop as I can. And it didn't really succeed because then I got to the chorus and I was like, I need a guitar in this.
This album's really, really wonderful. You should be really proud of it.
Thank you.
So thanks for doing this today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
it's been a pleasure.
And maybe next time you come back, we can do a Tiny Desk concert. That would be really nice, right? Okay, thanks. Nilufer Yanya, her new album, Miss Universe, is out March 22nd. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.